me. There you go.
Blog Talk Radio.
You got to take care of all the folks that you put out. Good evening and good day to some. Welcome to the worldwide gospel radio broadcast of the Church of Christ.
Amen.
It is so good to be back on the air tonight. It's also a pleasure to have all of those who are members of the Church of Christ, and especially those who are not members of the Church of Christ. And we need to say categorically, if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you are not a child of God.
Amen.
You have not been saved from your sin. You are not a Christian. You do not have the Holy Spirit in your life.
Amen.
You cannot go to heaven until you change.
Amen.
Now, I want somebody on the radio tonight to ask the question and challenge us on
Amen.
That statement. Make us prove that by the word of God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. God forgives sin.
Amen.
Not
Amen.
Men.
That's it.
Men can't forgive sin.
That's right.
Men forgive offenses.
That's it.
Huh?
Amen.
We forgive offenses.
Uh-huh.
But we cannot remove sin.
Amen.
Only God can do that.
That's it.
And God didn't save anybody outside of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Hmm? The That's body right. of Christ is the Church of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah, I said it. Make me prove it. Somebody asked the question tonight. Don't just take my word for it. I'm telling you what God said, but how do you know God said it if I didn't give it to you, the scripture, book, chapter, and verse? See, that's what you do in the Baptist and the Catholic and the Methodist and the Lutheran and the Presbyterian and the Seventh-day Adventist and Jehovah's Witness. That's what y'all do in your teaching and learning. But in the Church of Christ, you prove all things.
Amen.
Huh? By the word of God. Now, that's in the Bible, too, but I ain't going to tell you where it is unless you ask me. Otherwise, go look for it. It's in the Bible. Hmm?
That's it.
It's in the Bible. Look at Philippians and 1 Thessalonians. See if you don't find that in there. Hmm?
Yeah.
Look in Romans chapter 12. See if you don't find something in there.
Mm-hmm.
I would give you too much already.
Amen.
But it's in the Bible. So what we're talking about tonight is what the Bible says.
That's it.
Tonight is your night,
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen. All of you around the world who are on the internet and on the radio who are hearing this call tonight, who are part of this broadcast tonight, we welcome you and we want you to know tonight is your night. This is your night to ask any questions about what the Bible says
Man.
That you want to ask. You can ask any question about morality and spirituality.
That's it. Amen.
Not politics, not economics. No, we're not into that.
Amen.
We're talking about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The gospel of salvation. And see, as Christians, we got the sacrifice too.
Hmm? All right.
Jesus said, and you can ask me where it's found after you hear it. Jesus said, if a man will come after me, he got to deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
Amen.
What I got a cross for? Because I'm supposed to be a living sacrifice for Jesus Christ. Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
You got to kill some stuff, people. You got to mortify. That means to kill your unclean members on earth. That's your sacrificing. Huh?
Amen.
You got to get rid of greed, hatred, jealousy, envy, murder,
mm-hmm.
lying,
mm-hmm.
stealing, fornicating,
all right.
whole whoremongering, homosexuality,
all right,
evil communication,
that's it,
debate, outbursts of wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? It's all named and mentioned in the Bible.
That's it. Huh? Amen.
Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Go to Galatians chapter 5. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and 7. Huh? You got to give it all up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Go to 1 Peter and look it up. It's all kind of stuff. Maliciousness. We walking around hating and holding a grudge. And he better not say nothing to me, or I'll do something to him.
Mm-hmm.
If he so much as look at me, I'm going to hurt him.
Mm.
That's malicious attitudes and thoughts.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We got folks walking around talking about, I'm in Christ. I'm a member of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? But you can't stand somebody. You better learn. You better learn to love their soul.
Amen.
God didn't tell you to like them. He said love them.
That's it.
He didn't tell you to love. He didn't tell you to love their flesh and blood. He said love their soul. See, our love is spiritual.
Amen.
So we love in the spirit.
That's it.
We love for Christ's sake.
That's it.
A lot of people ain't figured that out yet. They thinking about the love they have for their wife.
Yep.
Their husband. Their children. Their brother, their sister, their mama, their daddy, their grandma, and all their four parents. Huh? Their kinfolk. That ain't the love of God. That's what's wrong with the denominational church today.
Amen.
You know what? It's what's wrong in the Church of Christ today. We ain't getting it right. We got it all messed up. Knight, ask us to prove it. Ask us to show you what the love of God really is. Hmm?
Amen.
It's in the Bible. It tells you this word. This is the love of God. It's in the Bible, written just like that. Just ask us where it's at if you don't know. We want you to ask questions tonight. Tonight in your night, you can ask any question you want to ask. You can challenge Brother Williams and Brother Johnson and Brother Parker and anybody else that wants answer these questions tonight. We got some faithful gospel ministers who will answer these questions for you. All you got to do is ask the question. We're going to give you a Bible, book, chapter, and verse. We're going to tell you why you ain't going to heaven and you ain't saved in the Baptist church. We're going to tell you why. The Bible is in the Bible.
Amen.
Well, there's only one Baptist that you can read about in the Bible, and that was not his religion. That was his job. He was a baptizer of men. That's all he did. He didn't fish. He didn't mend boats. He didn't make tents. He didn't build houses. He wasn't a carpenter. Huh? He didn't drive no horses. He didn't even ride one. He didn't even own one. Hmm? He wasn't a seamstress. He didn't make clothes. He wasn't an artificer. He didn't make jewelry and brass. Huh?
That's it.
All he did was baptize. He ate off the land. We don't even know if he ate no lamb. We don't know. I know he had to kill one to offer sacrifice for his sins every year, just like everybody else. He must have got one from his mom and daddy because they were Levites, and the Levites were given their suffering because they didn't work a job either. He was born the son of a Levite. So his mom and daddy had some lamb to offer their sins. He got one of them. He didn't have no wife. He didn't have to worry about that. Okay? So he was not, he didn't have no church either. John chapter 5. Oh, and I'll tell you about it. I'm going to tell you anyway. Go to John chapter 5 and start reading. He told his disciples that I told you I wasn't the one. He told the Pharisees, I told you I wasn't the one. They said, well, who are you? Are you that Elijah that shall come? He said, no. They said, well, who are you? I am a voice. I'm one crying in the wilderness.
That's it.
for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
That's it. Amen.
The Lord is coming. Make his path straight. Get out of the crooked way. Get in the straight way.
That's it.
That's all I'm here for. I ain't starting no church. The one that come after me, he the one you're looking for.
Amen.
I'm not even worthy to tie shoelaces. They tell me that the shoelace was invented in 1500 B.C. Okay? So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to know the truth, the whole truth, naked truth, nothing but the truth. That's all we can offer you for salvation is the truth. Jesus said in John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free from the condemnation of sin. Jesus came down here to get us to where we don't have to be condemned for eternity in hell. That's why he died on the cross. He didn't come to condemn us. We was already condemned.
That's it.
Every man born into the world, it wasn't long and he didn't sin. And he condemned. And he had no way out.
That's it.
Abraham couldn't get rid of his sin. I don't care how many animal sacrifices he offered. David couldn't get rid of his evil.
Amen.
Nobody could get rid of their sin with no animal sacrifice. We had to have Jesus Christ.
That's
is that
it.
All right?
That's it.
Is that hope, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't that a joy for your salvation?
Amen.
Listen, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have Brother Brian Brown, who is going to be our, or is always, our program moderator.
Amen.
He is waiting on the phone right now to receive your signal. Now, here's what you want to do if you want to ask a question. If you're on the telephone, push number one on your telephone keypad.
All right.
And Brother Brown will cue you into the call, and you can ask your question of this ministerial panel, and we will answer it by the Bible. Okay?
Man.
Now, remember now, we're not trying to ask questions about politics, okay? We're not trying to ask questions about economics and government and all that. We're talking about Christ, the spiritual salvation that is in Christ,
Amen.
And how you can get it. Because most of you don't have it. I don't care what your pastor say. I don't care what your reverend say. I don't care what your priest say. Huh? I don't care what your holy father say. The Bible says that you don't have it.
Amen.
And Jesus said, most men are going to hell.
That's it.
I'll tell you where it is when you call me and ask the question. Push number one on your telephone keypad and ask the question. Make us prove what we say. We're not just talking out of the air. We read this somewhere, and we'll tell you where we read it. Then you can read it for yourself. Is
that's
that all right?
Amen.
Is that fair? I think that's fair. It's fair for you to question me because you don't like what I say or you don't believe that I'm telling you the truth. It's fair of you to question me. You're supposed to. Hmm?
That's it.
And I'm supposed to answer you with a correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not supposed to lie to you.
That's it.
So the word of God don't lie. Is that right?
That's it.
God cannot lie. And the Bible says God is the word. So if the word is God, and God don't lie, then the word of God can't lie to you. I'll be the word of God. And you'll understand it, too. It's not going to be a foreign language. It's not going to be an incomprehensible word. You're going to understand.
Amen.
God would be unfair to give us a book to follow that we can't understand.
Hmm.
And he know we don't understand, but he'll give it to us anyway.
Oh.
What kind of God do you serve? I don't serve a God like that.
Amen.
I don't obey a God like that. God's word enlightened. You know what enlightened means, ladies and gentlemen? It makes clear.
Oh, yeah,
it makes understandable. It opens it up and sheds the light of the understanding to our mind.
That's
what God's word does. It don't blind you. It don't hit you upside the back of your head and knock you out. You don't know what hit you. It don't do that. That's the devil. That's his game. That's his game. God don't do that. God taking the blinders off. Then you see.
Mm-hmm.
with your heart of understanding. That's with your mind, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Not with your blood talk, not with your emotions and the feelings. It's not a flesh and blood. It's a spiritual sight. You can only see God through your mind of faith.
Amen.
You believe
Amen.
In God? You believe in Christ? Then your mind of faith is the only way you can serve Him.
That's it.
You can't serve Him with your body, your flesh and blood.
That's it. Amen.
You
got
to serve Him with your mind.
That's
Anything
it.
You do with your hand is directed by your mind.
All right.
But if you are doing something that is not the instruction of God, you not
Brother Johnson?
Serving God.
I mean, Brother William?
Yes, sir.
We got a question.
All right. Well,
yes.
God bless. Come on, whoever it is. Let's say it.
Hello.
Yes, your 9644. Your last four numbers of your phone number.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing tonight?
Fantastic.
All right.
We're blessed and highly favored, my brother. Too
yes,
blessed.
Yes, sir.
Stressed. I hope
yes,
you are.
Yes, sir.
Same.
I try to be, man. You know, I seen the description on the channel was open mic night, so I guess. We could bring up, you know, topics or whatever. I don't know if you guys are into that, you know, religiously or, you know, you got to let me know. I don't know the form of the show exactly. I'm a new caller, so you got to break it down to me real quick.
Yeah, who are we talking to?
Yeah, this is Jay from Georgia, man.
Jason? Joseph?
No, it's Jay from Georgia.
Oh, okay, Jay from Georgia. Wonderful.
Yes, sir, yes.
Oh. We'll break it down for you, bro. What you got on your mind? You got a comment or a question or what?
Well, you know, this something's been bothering me, though, you know, because I've never really been a religious man until recently, though, right? And one of the things that led me to this was I started seeing the fact that, especially when it comes to a man and a woman being together, though, I started seeing that more of the women are the men and more of the men are the women mentally, even though a man might have a ripped up body, he might be masking all up on the outside, but in the inside,
yeah.
You know, the wife wears the pants and she controls him and all these different things. So I was always wondering, like, whatever happened to the umbrella of marriage up under God, which is God over Christ, Christ over man over woman, woman over children. I always wanted to know what happened to that cycle, and I think it's got something to do with this new feminist movement. You dig? I think it's got something to do with women being spoiled over these last few decades to believe that men are supposed to bow down to their emotions and stuff like that when men are supposed to be logical in God's eyes. So it all confuses me, though. You know, what are you guys' thoughts about that?
All right. We won't tell you our thoughts so much about it, but we'll tell you what God's Word teaches about it. It teaches exactly what you were just stating. What you stated came from the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Christ is the head of man. And
yes, sir.
The man is the head of his wife. That's in the flesh and in the spirit.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
The wife is commanded in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 to be subject to her husband.
Amen.
The wife is commanded to be subject to her husband in Ephesians chapter 5.
Amen.
Starting at verse number 27. Or rather 23, and going all the way to verse number 31. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So that subject, now, being subject to your husband means you are obedient to his will because he is the head of the family. He's the head of the wife, too. I've heard some wives say, my husband is the head of his children, but he ain't the head of me.
Right, because, you know, if he's not led by God, how could a woman follow, right?
Huh?
If he's not led by God, how could a woman follow, right? Like, when you're led by God, the woman has no choice but to follow in line, right?
That's why she feels that way. I can rule myself. I don't need no man over me. Well, that's because she's not led by the Word of God, and therefore she does not have the Spirit of God. And men are
yes, sir.
Spiritual leaders of their family. God
yep.
gave the man to command.
Amen.
He said, love your wife like Christ led the church.
Amen. That's
yes,
Christ
sir.
Is a spiritual head and leader of the church.
Amen.
Christ gave everything he had to save the church. Man got to be that way about his wife in the spirit and in the marriage.
Amen.
He
right.
got to sacrifice his will, his wants and desires and his selfishness for his family.
Amen.
His family comes first, not after him.
Well, I believe God comes first.
Take care
and the family
of their family
trickle down.
Like Christ took care of the church and provide for them as they should, then they wouldn't be weak in their household. See, God said a man is supposed to rule his house. He can't be a servant of God and rule God's house if he don't know how to rule his own. Well, if you're a ruler, that means you have some authority in your house. And everybody's supposed to be subject to that authority. They're supposed to obey it. Now, being subject to authority don't mean you agree with it. It means you submit yourself to it whether you agree or not.
Right. Exactly. And I have this theory that, you know, when it's a religious umbrella, right, like what God set out for us. Yeah, yes, sir. And when it's a religious umbrella that what God set out for us, right, like the women and the children don't have an option but to fall in line. They're not even going to think about it. It's just going to happen naturally because that's the natural order of things. Am I right? So the women that are against it, I want to know what happened, you know, with the state of relationships these days because something is very off. I believe that Satan crept into the men and women, and they don't understand their roles. They don't understand the umbrella that God laid out. Because if it's under the umbrella that God laid out, the men, the women, and the children don't have an option but to fall in line with the roles, and it feels natural. They don't feel like they're submitting. It's a natural instinct because it's real. You know what I'm saying? That always blew my mind that nowadays it's so messed up. Satan got them, man. It's crazy to me.
Well, what you're doing, son, what you're doing is, You're using two circumstances. See, there is, you say it's a natural order thing, but natural is flesh and blood. That's man. But you forget, you're failing to realize it's the spiritual order as well, my brother. That's why
yes,
you have to read Ephesians chapter 5:23-31, because God gave the spiritual order that governs marriage and life. See, the spiritual law of God is greater than the physical law or the civil
yes,
law
sir.
Of man. It's the greatest law. It covers all laws. It covers
yes,
all
sir.
The laws of science and all the laws of physics and all the laws that we talk about.
Right.
It all is a spiritual law, and it is greater. We got
you're right.
To serve
yeah, you're right.
The spiritual law of God, and then we will automatically serve the natural law of God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
The reason we have same-sex marriage is because we're not serving the spiritual law of God.
Yes,
it's
sir.
An abomination for a man to lie with a man and a woman to lie with a woman. That's been true since Genesis.
Amen.
And it's stated it categorically in the New Testament.
Yeah, and man is doing a good job of normalizing it. That scares me.
Who is like acting like a woman?
Yes,
that's
sir.
A gay man, a homosexual.
Yes, sir.
That's wrong. Women abusing themselves with mankind, with humankind. Women with women, men with men. Romans chapter 1, verse 19 through 28. Go read it. It's in there. God is opposed and angry at all of it. Because his word
yes,
says
sir.
No. And we got a comment now. They say God loves homosexuals. God does not love homosexuals.
Amen.
He loves the person. He don't love the act. It's a big difference.
Every man. He loves their soul and he
right.
wants to save them. But he's not going to
yes,
save
sir.
You unless you repent.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
That's in Acts chapter 17 and 30. That's in 2 Peter chapter
yes,
3,
sir.
Verses 8 through 11.
Okay, you know, it's just crazy to me that, you know, people, they think that God loves them as a whole, but what he does, he loves them he loves their soul, but he don't love the act that they're doing. You know, and we've all been there when we've done acts that God don't like. You understand me? But he still loves me.
Right.
But he don't, if he was in my face right now, he'd tell me, bro, you tripping. He would tell me that to my face. You know what I'm saying? So they get
one time, son, there is no good thing in our corrupt flesh. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So God loves our soul, and God is trying to save our soul, the fleshly
yes, sir.
Body is going to die and dissolve.
Amen.
Just like in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 11, this whole world, heaven and earth as we know it, will be burned up and dissolved, vanished away. God made it out of nothing, and it's going to go back to nothing.
Right.
What God wants us to do as spirits is come back to him, because that's where we came
yes,
from.
Sir.
We
yes,
are
sir.
Created in the image of God. What image is that? Eternal spirit.
Yes, sir.
That's what God wants. And it hurts God that in our spirit we sin and we despise and we ignore and we lie on him and lie to him. God
right.
does not love sin. If you don't believe it, ask Satan when you get to hell.
Right.
He
right.
thought about it, and him and all his buddies left heaven. Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yes, sir.
They God knocked him out like lightning strike. And that's pretty quick. They say lightning will strike in a millisecond. That's 1/1000th of a second. That's faster
yes,
than you
sir.
Can focus. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So there you go. Now, here's what your question is a very good one. But as men of God, as saved Christians, members of the spiritual body of Christ, obedient to the gospel of Christ, and I'm talking about people in the Church of Christ. I ain't talking about people in the Baptist, the Methodist, the Catholic, Jehovah's Witness, all these man-made religions that showed up 1,000, 1,200 years after Christ. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the one that started in 33 A.D. on the day of Pentecost, Sunday morning, May 28th at 9 a.m. in the city of Jerusalem. 10 days after Jesus left the earth and went back to heaven as God. That's the church I'm talking about. That's the spiritual body of Christ I'm talking about. That's the one that the New Testament talks about from Matthew to Revelation.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, as that, we ought to serve God's will. It's not God's will that women and men marry men, marry men, women have sex with men, women have illicit sex with men. We're talking about fornication, unmarried
right.
sex. It's not God's will that we have common law marriage. Common law marriage is a marriage thing that was taught during slavery in America. Huh? That's what you do with animals, sir. You put a heifer and a bull together and breed some more cows.
Right.
You put a mare and a stud together and breed some more horses. Huh?
Right.
You put a sow and a male pig together and breed some more pigs. That's what we do. That's called breeding. That's what men do for domesticated animals. Man was
right.
created with intelligence. Man is supposed to marry under God. God
yes,
don't
sir.
Marry male and male, female and female, and God don't recognize shacking up, living together, living in sin, talking about we married. God don't recognize that. That's sin.
Amen.
It's called fornication. It's
yes, sir.
Premarital sex. That's fornication. Hmm? And if
oh,
you're
yeah.
married and you want to be sexy and sexual with somebody you're not married to, they can be married too. It don't matter. But if you're not married to each other, It's adultery. It's even worse than premarital sex. You already married. And the Bible says if a man give himself to a harlot, huh? He done married sin. That's in 1 Corinthians. Chapter 6 and 7. You can't join yourself to a harlot. That's what God's word teaches.
Right.
The problem,
absolutely.
Son, and the problem, sir, is that as a people in the world, and even in some cases as a people who claim to be in Christ, we are
yes, sir.
Not serving God. We
absolutely.
Are not in Christ. the Spirit of God is not leading and directing our life. We are not being taught by the Word of God. And our ministers who coddle us and who pet us and who tell us that we are right in our sin are lying to us.
Yes, sir.
That's what's wrong, sir. When you read God's Word and you look at what people are doing in the world and in life and in society, that's why you get a little bit concerned. Don't be confused, sir.
Yeah, yes,
that's
sir.
That's not God's will.
Right.
The majority of men are on their way to hell. This is
yes,
a statistic
sir.
That is quoted by all kinds of theologians, not just me. 75% of the world's population do not even worship God. Period.
Right. Yes, sir.
And
getting higher every day.
90% are serving false religion.
Oh, man.
Now, does that tell you how many billions in this generation are actually walking toward hell?
A
only
lot. So,
are
man.
You part of that or not? That's what you need to figure out.
Yes, sir. I'm in the process.
Are you a faithful
no,
member of the Church of Christ? Matter of fact, unfaithful members of the Church of Christ will not go to hell.
Amen.
Right, I'm trying to find my way right now. That's why I'm at this crossroad, right, and because I've lived a very bad life, up to this point, dude. But it's like lately,
right.
My eyes have been opening, okay, and I'm at a crossroad right now. And I got two ways to go, That right now, I know which way is right. You dig what I'm saying? But I'm trying to overcome my flesh right now, which is the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life, because everything else, I encountered everything else as okay. Well, I got to hurt this person. I got to do this to that person. I got to do this and do that. But now I'm at a point at the crossroad where I'm like, that's not right, what I was doing. And now I know what's right, though, you dig? But it's like something got me by the ankle, bro. I know what it is. I know that it's not right. So I'm pretty much – I don't know if you guys allow sinners on you guys' show. That's why I'm calling. But I'm one of those sinners, that I'm at a crossroad where I'm trying to,
And we're trying to say, listen, now you got to hurt your flesh.
Yes,
sir. Stop hating and hurting other folks. You got to hurt yourself. You got to deny yourself. He who has overcome sin, he who is faithful to God, he going to suffer in the flesh. You know why your flesh going to suffer? Because your flesh don't want to obey God.
Amen.
It's going to hurt, son. Get
yes,
ready
sir.
For it. But you got to suffer the hurt like Christ suffered the hurt for you.
That makes perfect sense.
Didn't they beat him in his flesh?
Didn't they kill him in
his flesh?
Amen.
He did that for you. He didn't sin, but you have. I have. He did it for us.
Amen.
Yeah, he took a beating for us. Now he says, you got to kill your fleshly desire.
That's it.
That war against your spiritual soul.
Amen.
And cause you to disobey God and to live ungodly and go to hell. You got to believe the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ says that Jesus Christ died on the cross for the removal of our sins, and he commanded baptism, repentance, and baptism in order for one to be saved from sin and be born into his spiritual family.
That's
now, you need to write these down, sir. I want you to write down Mark chapter 16, 15, and 16 and go back and read. That's
chapter 15 and 16.
To preach
right.
the gospel to every creature, every man, every language, every country, every ethnic group, black, white, yellow, brown, green, red, everybody.
I feel like I'm lucky though, sir, because I'm one of those rare people that lived a very hellish life for a long. I'm only 26 years old, but I started at 13 years old. I've lived a very hellish life, and I feel like I'm lucky in the fact that I'm not dead yet. I have went to jail.
Yeah.
Something
well,
like that.
If
you know,
started
I feel like I'm lucky.
Went to jail. Yeah. You've been pretty slick. Huh?
Well, I think I've been lucky.
Okay, I know a bunch of you I just baptized one of you into Christ. Okay? So I know what you're talking about, son. I understand. I done preached in the jailhouse. Okay? I understand what you're saying, and I understand what it's all about. But you have the sense now to find your way to eternal salvation. So you're not just trying to save your physical life, you're trying to save your whole life. That's your spiritual life. That's your whole life, son. That's the one that's going to survive physical death. It's not going to die when death comes. But if you don't get it right, you won't survive spiritual death. That's hell. That's eternal condemnation. You want to miss that one, brother. We all got to die in the flesh. You want to miss that spiritual death, and that's what you're looking at right now. I'm telling you, you must believe the gospel of Christ, and you must die to the love and practice of sin. That's what repentance is. You got to make up your mind. I'm ready to change. I'm going to change. I'm changing my mind. If you change your mind, you're going to change everything about your life, sir. Because everything you do in life, you think about it before you do it. It's a thought in your mind before you ever do it. You don't do nothing with your eyes closed and your mind off. You know what you're doing when you do it because you have a mind to know. You got to serve God with that mind. Now you serve sin with it. Now it's time to serve God with it. It's the same mind. You ain't getting no new mind. The same word.
Right.
It has to repent. It has to change. That's
right.
What repentance is all about. Then you must confess your faith in Christ and submit to water baptism, not for the washing of your body, but for the cleansing of your soul by the power of God. See, the water don't do the washing. God does the cleansing himself. But God said for you to get in the water in obedience to his command so he can do it. God can't do what he do if you don't do what God commands you to do. Don't let nobody tell you baptism is no good. Water baptism is nothing. If they tell you that, they're lying on Jesus. They're calling God a lie. Don't believe that. You better believe what Jesus said. We believe what Jesus said, and we teach the understanding. We understand that baptism is not a bath or a shower. Now, let's back that up. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 21 tells you in plain English, baptism is not a washing or cleansing or purifying of the flesh. It is the answer of faith for God. It's the answer. If you believe in God, you obey him. That's the answer.
Yes, sir.
That's what baptism is, sir. It's not to be dismissed. There are several religions that you can go to and be a part of that dismiss it. I'm telling you right now.
I'm at a point now. I'm trying to find a church to get into. I ain't been to church since I was 13 years old. I'm 26 now. And I'm really starting to think about going to a church, but it's hard for me to do that because, like I said, I've lived hellish for all these since I was 13. I'm 26 now, my dude. I've done a lot, you know, try to find a church. My mama, they don't keep want me to go. You dig what I'm saying? But I say, yo, I got to go on my own time, you know, like I got to be ready to do that. And I feel like I'm ready now, and I'm trying to find somewhere to get to that. Because if I keep surrounding myself with the people that I've been surrounding myself with, I'm going to end up dead or in prison. But if I go to a church, you know, find me a place with the people that believe, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'd be all right, you know, because I suffer from alcoholism too, sir. I suffer from alcoholism, and I got a very violent history, so I'm struggling.
Son, you are speaking truth and wisdom in your words, okay? So since you called in, I'm going to tell you, you need to find a group of people who are spiritual servants of God. They call themselves Christians. They are members of the Church of Christ. They teach the gospel of Christ. They obey the law of Christ. Now, be careful. Don't be too dismayed if you see some hypocrisy in some of them, because everybody that claims to be a Christian is not faithful in their Christian life. But you're not trying to be like other people. You're trying to be what God wants you to be. And you want to be where God makes salvation. Because I'm going to tell you something about the Church of Christ, where salvation is. Matthew chapter 12, verse 41, 42. Write it down. Jesus said that he's going to send forth his holy angels one day, and they're going to come in flaming fire. Second Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 through 9. They're going to come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who obey not the gospel. That is, they don't obey God and don't know. They don't have the knowledge of the salvation of God because they don't listen. They haven't been taught the truth. They're in the wrong religion. He's going to send them to hell with all the rest of the wicked. Let me tell you something. Matthew 12, 41 and 42 say, he going to take out of his kingdom all of those who offend and do iniquity. Well, what is iniquity? Iniquity is sin. They disobedient. He's taking them out, sir. They ain't going to heaven with the saved.
Right.
They claim they're on their way to heaven because they hang out. They hang out with the true saints. And they feel like they're part of the group because they have a physical presence. But spiritually, they are not pleasing to God, and they are not in his church.
Oh, wow.
1 John chapter 3, verse number 7, verse number 5 and through 7. There is no sin in Christ. There is no darkness in God. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. There is no darkness in him. He is light. Darkness is sin. So ain't no darkness going to heaven, sir. They sit
right
on the pew next to you and sing a beautiful and melodious gospel song and everything else. But if they in sin, they go into hell if they don't repent. So don't let that bother you either. You find and seek the word of God. Read your Bible, sir, for yourself. Don't take every word that a preacher say, because a whole lot of preachers, and most of them are lying to you. Read the Bible.
That means a lot. That means a lot, but I'm not going to lie to you. I've never heard a preacher tell me that before in my life, so that means a lot that you said that. I mean, it's so hard to find one that's real. That's crazy.
Brother John, can you talk to him a little bit? My fellow minister, he'll talk to you. We both teach that. We teach that to the Church of Christ.
I don't want to hold you guys up, man, but I really appreciate it if you guys want to talk.
I'm not holding up, sir. We got a whole hour, and the night is your night. You're the only one asking questions. You're the only one going to get down.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
I hope we've
You do, hey, right now, man, you're doing a very good job. I'm not going to lie. I'm saying a lot of real stuff right now, man. I like it. You know, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, I'm Brother Leroy Williams Jr., and my fellow minister here is Brother James Johnson. We are ministers, preachers of the Church of Christ. We are
right.
Not pastors because we don't qualify according to the scriptures. See, there's a spiritual qualifications for pastors, and every preacher does not qualify. Matter of fact, 99.99% of the preachers don't qualify.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Sir. You got to, we'll study with you, son. You just hang in there. What you do is give me your mailing address and all that. I'll send you some information that you can study that teach you what a real pastor is according to the scriptures, not according to what folks say.
There ain't
no reverend in God's church at all. There's only one reverend. His name is Jesus Christ. That's in Psalms 111, verse 9. There's only one person who has the name reverend or wears the name reverend in the Bible. That's God. No man has ever been called reverend in the book of God. And it never will be. Because the word ain't sir. That's God's name. That's God's title. That's God's honor. That's God's power.
And that's
no man can qualify to even wear the name. That's another lie that you're going to see when you start looking at religion. I don't want you to go look at all these churches. I want you to go to the true church, the one that claims the truth. Go to that one. It's called the Church of Christ. That's the Bible name. Romans 16:16. Greet one another